Ramadan is a month of fasting and prayer. It brings us closer to Allah and each other. It brings us closer to Allah and each other.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening shall gain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, my dear viewers, in this beautiful silsila of the blessings of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, in the last episode, we discussed about the parables regarding Laylatul Qadr. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this episode, I shall discuss about the blessings of i'tikaf. My dear viewers, what can we say about the blessings of Ramadan? No doubt, its every moment is full of bounties and blessings. But the most important thing in this blessed month is Laylatul Qadr. In order to find this night, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, performed i'tikaf even for the whole of Ramadan. And he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would not miss it, especially in the last 10 days. Once he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, could not do i'tikaf in Ramadan for some reason. So he did it in the last 10 days of Shawwal. Similarly, once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not do i'tikaf due to traveling. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did i'tikaf for 20 days in the following Ramadan. I'tikaf is an ancient form of worship which the earlier ummas would also perform. As stated in part 1 Surah Baqarah, verse 125 of the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and we enjoined strictly upon Ibrahim and Ismail alayhimus salam to purify well my house for those who go around it and those who stay therein for i'tikaf and those who bow down for ruku and prostrate. My dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal has himself commanded that the Holy Kaaba be kept clean and pure for the performers of Salah and i'tikaf. Mufti Ahmad Yal Khan alayhi rahmatul mannan, a renowned scholar of the Holy Quran, has stated, so you must keep masajid clean and pure. Dirty and smelly things must be kept away from it. This is a sunnah of the prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. We have also learnt that i'tikaf, ruku and sujood were part of the earlier ummah's worships. Further, we have also learned that masajid should have caretakers who should be pious. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has further stated, tawaf, salah, and i'tikaf are ancient forms of worship which existed in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam as well. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam consistently did i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and his blessed wives, the mothers of the believers, also kept the sunnah alive by doing i'tikaf. Mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would do i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan until he passed away apparently. Thereafter, his chaste wives used to do i'tikaf. Redivious. Though there are innumerable blessings of i'tikaf, the mere fact that i'tikaf in the last 10 days is a sunnah is enough for the devotees. The mere thought of fulfilling a sunnah of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, makes our hearts sway in delight. A devotee tries his best enthusiastically to do whatever the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did. However, there should be no Shari'i prohibition on the act we are willing to do. For example, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used a bedstead during i'tikaf. But we cannot do so as it will reduce the space for the people who come to offer salah in the masjid, and it will look strange as well. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was an ardent follower of the sunnah. Whenever he radiallahu ta'ala an came to know about sunnah, he would do his level best to act upon it without delay. Once he radiallahu ta'ala an was seen walking around a particular place with his camel. Astonished, the people asked why he radiallahu ta'ala an did so. He radiallahu ta'ala an answered, "Once I saw the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam do the same at his place. So I'm imitating the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet, if possible, do i'tikaf every year. If not possible, do i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, at least once in your life. Staying in the masjid is a great blessing. A mu'takif is so fortunate that he stays in the masjid, leaving all his activities in order to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal." Fatawa Alamgiri states that the benefits of i'tikaf are obvious. When a person does i'tikaf, he completely devotes himself to worship for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, giving up all worldly affairs and activities that obstruct him in earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of his time is spent in salah, either physically or spiritually. Because his primary purpose of doing i'tikaf is to wait for salah with jama'at, and the reward of waiting for salah is like that of offering salah. A mu'takif resembles the angels who do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, and they also obey his every command. He resembles those who glorify Allah Azza wa Jal day and night and never get tired of doing so. There is a great reward for the one who does i'tikaf even for a single day with sincerity in any month of the year besides Ramadan, persuading us to do i'tikaf. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, "Whoever does i'tikaf for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal for one day, Allah Azza wa Jal shall place three trenches between him and hell. And these trenches will be wider than even the distance between the east and the west." Mom of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated the following fragrant saying of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, "Man i'takafa imana wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." Whoever did i'tikaf with faith in order to earn reward, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Sayyidina Nafi' radiallahu ta'ala an reports that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to do i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Sayyidina Nafi' radiallahu ta'ala an goes on to say, "Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma showed me the place of the masjid where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to do i'tikaf." But if it is, even today, in Masjid al-Nabawi, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema, there is a pillar called Ustuwanatu Sarir, which marks the place where the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, used to place his blessed bed made of date tree, bark, etc. during i'tikaf. Fortunate devotees go to see it and offer nafil salah there for attaining blessings. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would always try his best to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would worship abundantly, especially in Ramadan, as Laylatul Qadr is hidden in Ramadan. The Prophet al-Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once did the i'tikaf for the entire month in order to search this blessed night. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an has narrated, once the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam did i'tikaf from the first of Ramadan to the 20th and then said, in search of Laylatul Qadr, I spend the first 10 days of Ramadan in i'tikaf, and then the middle 10 days, then I was told that it is in the last 10 days. Therefore, whoever amongst you wishes to do i'tikaf with me should do so. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala and said, beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam first did i'tikaf for the initial 10 days of Ramadan in a Turkish tent. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did i'tikaf for the middle 10 days as well. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam took his head out of the tent and said, I did i'tikaf for the first 10 days in search of Laylatul Qadr, and then did it in the middle 10 days as well for the same purpose. Then I was informed by Allah Azza wa Jal that it is in the last 10 days. Therefore, whoever wishes to do i'tikaf with me should do so in the last 10 days. First, I was shown Laylatul Qadr, but then I was made to forget it. And now, I have seen myself prostrating on the morning of Laylatul Qadr on wet soil. Therefore, search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 days. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an goes on to say that it rained that night and water began to drip from the roof of the blessed masjid. So on the morning of the 21st of Ramadan, my eyes saw that there was a mark of wet soil on the blessed forehead of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But dear viewers, if not every year, we should all act upon the sunnah of doing i'tikaf for the whole of Ramadan at least once in our whole life. The most important purpose of doing i'tikaf in Ramadan is to search for Laylatul Qadr. And the strongest opinion is that Laylatul Qadr is in the odd nights of the last 10 days. We have also learned from this blessed hadith that Laylatul Qadr was on the 21st night that year by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 days, indicates that the date of Laylatul Qadr varies every year. Any one of the odd nights of the last 10 days from the 21st to the 29th from Ramadan may be Laylatul Qadr. Muslims have been persuaded to do i'tikaf in the last 10 days in order to gain the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, because a mu'takif remains in the masjid for all 10 days. And one of these nights is Laylatul Qadr. So he succeeds in spending that night in the masjid. Further, this hadith threw light on the humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prostrated on soil. And the fortunate pieces of soil clung onto the blessed forehead of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Did you see the humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? He's placing his blessed forehead for the sake of Allah azza wa jal on the ground, and the soil particles clinging onto his blessed forehead is the great humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The respected scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala say, prostrating directly on the ground without anything in between the foreground and the ground is preferable. It is stated in Mukashifatul Qulub that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala an would always prostrate on the soil. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem has narrated the following fragrant saying of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, man i'takafa fi Ramadan kana kahajjataini wa umratain. The one doing i'tikaf for 10 days in Ramadan is like the one who has performed Hajj and Umrah twice. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated the following saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, huwa ya'kifu dhunuba yujra lahu min alhasanati ka'amil alhasanati kulliha. A mu'takif remains safe from sins, and the reward of righteous deeds is given to him as given to the doers. My dear viewers, another huge benefit of i'tikaf is protection from sins. As long as a Muslim is in the masjid, he abstains from the sins, including the ones he would commit outside the masjid if he had not done i'tikaf. It is the special mercy of Allah Azawajal that the mu'takif will gain the reward of even such righteous deed he used to do outside the masjid, but can no longer perform them due to i'tikaf. It is as if he is still performing them, and the reward will be recorded for him. For example, if an Islamic brother used to visit sick people, but cannot do that due to i'tikaf, he will still get his reward. Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi has narrated, a mu'takif is granted the reward of performing Hajj every day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us that we are blessed throughout the whole entire month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to perform i'tikaf in Ramadan as well. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan is a month of fasting and prayer. It brings us closer to Allah and each other. It brings us closer to Allah and each other.